When the financial crisis and the recession of 2008 and 2009 hit, workers lost their jobs, and union contracts, health benefits, and retirement plans became worthless legal agreements through bankruptcy proceedings. It was not surprising, therefore, that there was public outrage over AIG types of retention contracts, golden handshakes, and excessive executive pay for those in the financial sector, many of whom were responsible for the crisis in the first place. Wall Street made the case that these executive payouts had to be honored because of prior written contractual agreements. But that conclusion is too simple. If the requirement to honor all contracts was that straightforward, then there should have been public outcry against the use of stop loss by the military. Stop loss is the current procedure through which more than 60,000 troops have had their enlistment contracts extended without their consent for additional tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Brandon Leonard King?
Yes.
You have orders to report to the 1st Brigade?
Not me. I'm getting out today.
You leave on the 22nd, shipping back to Iraq. You've been stop lost.
In the United States, the legal doctrine for contracts allow contracts to be voided under specific conditions, such as bankruptcy, which has cost workers their earned benefits, or when the contract is unfairly exploitive due to the status of the parties, or where the context is incompatible with fundamental principles of social justice. For example, an adult cannot sign a legally binding contract with a minor. Such an agreement is unfair and unjust, by definition, due to the differential authority and capacity for understanding the consequences between an adult and a child. So, what makes it appropriate for the United States government to break the enlistment contracts with our soldiers and for the national security of the country, but not break the lucrative financial payouts to corporate executives for the financial security of our country? Specifically, what is the status of the parties and the relevant context in each of these situations? First, the status of the parties. The AIG type of retention contracts, golden handshakes, and executive compensation packages were usually detailed and complex documents constructed by finance lawyers accustomed to technical legal negotiations and who were all members of an elite corporate inner circle. For example, the AIG contract was 15 pages of legalese. In contrast, the enlistment contract is a simple 3-page, non-negotiable form marketed by military recruitment specialists, largely to young men who are inexperienced in legal details and who are often seeking to escape from difficult social circumstances and or poor employment prospects. Number two, the context. Wall Street corporations with little legal scrutiny often accepted the contracts without evaluating them according to a pre-established corporate standard that was designed to protect the legitimate interests of other financial stakeholders. In short, many of the agreements appeared to be a form of corporate collusion through negligence. In contrast, the military enlistment contracts can be seen and have been challenged as carefully constructed forms which mislead young men by not fully disclosing in the single page of information included in the form the real implications of the terms of the agreement to enlist in a voluntary army. This raises some important questions. From the perspective of legal contract doctrine, these two considerations of status and context suggest that what should be happening is the exact opposite of what is happening. Specifically, number one, voluntary retention contracts or benefits should be offered to our military personnel and to victimized employees. And two, the self-serving Wall Street agreements and the presidential authority for stop loss should be voided. These two outcomes deserve a full public discussion in terms of the legal doctrine that contracts may be broken or altered only when they are unfairly exploitive or incompatible with fundamental principles of social justice. In sum, that our servicemen and women should be able to decline stop loss, and that the executive payout agreements of failed institutions should be rendered worthless, similar to the union contracts negated through bankruptcy proceedings.